as one of the most recognisable voices in Australia, but most people don't even know what she looks like.
Don't you remember me?
Sarah's best known for voicing a stack of characters in the Aussie TV classic Blinky Bill.
Hey, hey, Blinky Bill, save us from that wood chip mill. If you don't do it, no one will. Good old Blinky Bill.
The story of a mischievous koala and his long-suffering family and friends.
Big koalas don't cry.
Big kangaroos sure do.
The show originally started back in 93 and helped forge the career of Sarah Aubrey, who's on with Cliffo and Gabby right now.
On Blinky Bill.
It's Memory Monday on Hit.
Sarah Aubrey, good morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, thank you for joining us. We all have memories of Blinky Bill growing up. It was so uber Australian. You didn't voice Blinky as such, but you did voice a fair few characters on there, hey?
I did, yes. I was Ling Ling, the panda bear, and I was Tico, the toucan. He was a right little toucan, yes.
Oh, my God, please do that voice again.
I can listen to that all day.
He was great because he was so naughty, because he would sort of play both sides, and he was a real little villain but kind of good as well. So he was great. I loved him.
I love that voice.
Yeah. Tell us, when did you first realise, because you've been in a stack of Aussie stuff from Home and Away to Water Rats to All Saints, like so many great Australian TV shows, but you're really well known for your voiceovers as well. When did you realise that you had quite an elastic voice that you could do a lot of stuff with?
It was when I went to 7 different schools in my childhood, and 4 in the UK and 3 in Australia, and I was always the new kid and I always had a different accent. And I was actually teased mercilessly and beaten up on occasion. It was about survival. So by the time I left that school, I had the same accent as the kids around me and I didn't even realise I was doing it. So it sort of progressed from there and I had a good ear for accents. We didn't do any of it at drama school at NIDA. It was crazy. And I just sort of one day, about 3 years out of NIDA, I went, I just really want to do that. I was the kid that always played with the tape recorder and I pursued it with vigor.
Wow. It's just a survival technique that's turned into dollar signs.
Look, I was really annoying to be around. I was always talking in stupid voices and accents. And frankly, thank God someone started paying me for it.
Yeah, that's an annoying habit turned good. How did you actually warm up your voice before? Because you were telling us that Blinky Bill used to be recorded at early hours of the morning. How did you get your voice ready for that?
Well, it's this amazing thing called a cup of tea. You just pour a bit of milk in and it's magical.
Hey, what I love too, talking about, like, not your voice work on Blinky Bill, but just some of your acting work, I love this.
Yeah.
You're on Home and Away in 1998 as Tamara Duncan. You came back 11 years later, 11 years later in 2009 as Kay Bowman.
Yep.
Same
I've
person,
actually done it three times.
Three different characters?
Yep.
Oh, I love it.
They didn't even just, like, kill you off and bring you back. Like, you literally were a new person.
Different new person.
People. That's
completely
gold.
Different.
Oh, that is great. And it's not just, like, TV and movies and stuff. Like, you've been the voice behind some really recognisable ads in the country as well?
Yeah. I mean, probably the most recognisable thing that for the last 15 years I did the voice, up until this year, actually, of Channel 7. So you would have heard me doing all the TV promos on Better Homes and Gardens tonight on 7. So you would have heard me doing that.
That's more of a normal voice.
Definitely. I mean, I did all the Red Bull ads for about the last 18 years, so they're all quite crazy, those little animations. And I voice ANZ at the moment, Telstra.
Wow.
I've done everything. Dales and everywhere.
Were you ever tempted to put on one of the Blinky Bill voices for tonight on Channel 7? I can't do it.
Do that for us.
On Better Homes and Gardens tonight on 7.
Well, it sounds very Australian. I wouldn't be against it.
It so does. Sarah, you are just wonderful. Like we said, one of the most recognisable voices in the country. You got a website, so you can go and listen to all of her work. It's great stuff. SarahAubrey.com. Thank you for going back in time with us this morning for Memory Monday. Love it. Thanks, Sarah.
My absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys.
Get that fun feeling in the morning
with Cliffo and Gabby.